Sean, congratulations. That's a big point for you, isn't it?
Well, we don't know yet, but it's a big point psychologically because you're playing against the best team in the division who have come to our place on Sky. We had a nervy first half, couldn't relax and play. On BBC, couldn't relax and play. And then second half we performed and looked much more like what I want from the team, what I expect from the team. And much more like we did a couple of weeks ago on against Bristol City. You know, we looked more relaxed, we played better and we used the ball better and put some, you know, real good quality going into their box. So overall, very pleased with it, of course, but mainly with the second half because it showed really good signs about what we're trying to build here.
Is that first half kind of almost understandable to a degree, bearing in mind what's surrounding the game?
Well, it can be. I mean, it's not understandable because you prep the team, you know, it's not just about tactical and technical, it's about the mental and the emotional sort of side of the game. And you know, you're prepping the best you can. I want them to play. I want them to relax. But it is different when you're out there. You know, I've done it and many have. And, you know, it is a different feeling sometimes. And strange things, catalysts happen in games. You know, we made a couple of tactical changes. That made a difference. And we looked a little bit more assured and a little bit more full of energy. And obviously one of the changes scored a great goal. So, yeah, pleasing in many different ways, but still work to do.
The second half, then, what was the difference? Just that ability to relax a little bit more, do you think?
I think so. I mean, you can never define it. You know, they look really, you know, on top of their game. They look like a team who were playing with absolute freedom, as you would expect. They're promoted anyway. They're champions, more or less, because it would have been a 16-goal swing or whatever. And they played like that. They played with all the freedom in the world. We looked a bit uptight. Second half, we just got on the front foot and got about them, and all of a sudden it became not so comfortable for them, and their players then found it difficult to kind of get a rhythm and get something going. And games can swing like that very quickly, and it did today. And you know, we worked hard to go and get an equaliser, and could have, I must say, could have nicked maybe 3 points with their keeper making a fantastic save, and Powers had one under the bar that he's just not quite got a good header on to score. So, but we'll certainly take that against the market leaders.
So it's 4 points the gap with two games to play. Is that enough? Or
who
do
knows?
We not know?
Who knows? We'll not be looking at it like that. We'll be preparing right for the next two games because that's the only way you can actually make sure of what needs doing at the moment. You know, obviously that builds confidence because as you suggested before we started the interview, it felt like a win and it felt like a win for a lot of people in the stadium today.
Will you look at the other results today or not?
Well, I will at some point. How long's your life? I'm going to look at them at some point, but I won't be like, you know, constantly looking at them because you can't, no matter how much I look at them, there's nothing I can change about them. But no, I mean, we've just put ourselves in a position where it's clearly in our hands. Every point is valuable at this stage, whether you're top, middle or bottom.
And Wolves next weekend. Goodness knows what that will feel like going
Who
into
knows?
That one.
Who knows? We just wait until that game comes around. We prepare properly, as we do for every game. The mentality stays secure and it stays right for each game coming. You know, that doesn't change. I've said it several times. Whether top, middle or bottom, that's my mentality. Is every game comes, you prepare properly and you get aligned and attuned with what the game demands. And we did that today, second half, and we need to do that for the next two games.
The manner of the equaliser too, I mean, that could potentially have a real kickstart you couldn't going into these final two games.
Well, it was the whole feel of the second half. It wasn't, but I will say it was a real moment of quality, a fantastic ball in. As I suggested, we did put some real quality into their box second half and a great header. And we created another couple of things, that, like I've suggested. And, you know, it was just a very positive feel to it second half. And the crowd got behind us, questioned us first half. We need their support. See, it's very important. And then second half, they got right behind us. And you know, that helped, obviously, with a goal. And the whole feel of it changed. And, you know, it leaves us with that nice feel going into the week, building up to the next one.
Ben or Michael anywhere near today or not?
We're not near enough, obviously. But another week's coming, so we'll see how they go this week.